The Guardian.
This podcast is part of The Guardian Small Business Network's Adventures in Business series, supported by Hiscox Insurance. Find out more about getting the right cover for your business at hiscox.co.uk/businessinsurance. Meet Aparna. Aparna is the CEO of Disarmco, an organisation set up to help NGOs, commercial companies and armed forces across the world to safely, efficiently and cost-effectively dispose of landmines. Now, that's quite a niche area to work in, and it all started because of some spare tickets in 2008.
I happened to be in the US and I was working on a separate business, and a colleague said to me, there was a fundraising event that particular evening for landmine victims, for which she had tickets to attend. And I was completely in awe of the young children who were there, who had been victims of landmine incidents. And that propelled my interest even further. And I thought, you know, I can make a difference and I can do some good. I met my business partner and co-founder, John. He had been involved with the officers' mess at Shoebury Ness and was asked by the MOD to provide a solution for the disposal of unfused, uninsulated bombs through a safe and non-hazardous way. In the initial stages, a lot of time was spent in researching what the problems were and how we find the right solution, as opposed to a one-size-fits-all policy. So we needed to create products that would identify demand, and I decided to invest a considerable amount of my own money to finance the research and development for the products. Numerous iterations of our products were implemented as a result of international transport issues, which meant that we had to keep funding the products through the various stages to completion. We had a belief, actually, that the city and investment community would be very welcoming of such a project as ours, given that we had mitigated so many of the risks by investing in lab trials to determine efficacy. Unfortunately, it would seem that the city and investment community, probably since 2008, are totally risk averse and unwilling to invest in what they perceive as commercially unproven technology or businesses. Even the corporate social responsibility funds found excuses not to invest. I think there also appears to be a paranoia surrounding defence-related projects, even if said projects are designed to reduce the impact of conflict and are environmentally advantageous, such as Disarmco. I felt frustrated, extremely frustrated, purely and simply because I would hear through various brokers that they were investing in soundbites, things like renewables, which, as we know today, a lot of projects haven't come to fruition.
2 years ago, Disarmco turned to crowdfunding to help bring its revolutionary torch to market when they were unable to raise funds by other methods. The company attracted 128 investors on Crowdcube and exceeded its £120,000 target. However, developing the pyrotechnic torch so that it can be transported overseas has proved another major hurdle.
The goods need to be transported and they need to be classified as either hazardous or non-hazardous. And whether they can freely travel on commercial airlines or they have to go via specialist cargo. So our efforts are spent in ensuring that the products are inert in transit in order that they can travel on commercial airlines, which requires a huge amount of investment in terms of trials that we need to conduct and to ensure that health and safety provide the right certification for transport. Every single week, month, there are new restrictions due to insurgent activity in certain areas, which makes the job of the UN that much more difficult because they cannot receive goods, products that are intended to make regions and areas safer. So yes, we have to battle that on an ongoing basis, and we then need to change where we deliver our products. So logistically, it is becoming more and more difficult.
Just to get the product into the right hands, the process has been time-consuming and caused immense frustration. And then, in 2015, John died of lung cancer.
It was extremely sad for me to watch John, having fought so hard to get so many of his ideas into commercial realisation, that he was not going to be able to be around to see the successes that he had invested so hard in trying to bring to fruition.
It was a tough year and Disarmco almost failed. But thanks to the passion and drive from its workers, Disarmco now has a significant number of clients.
Starting a business is always very challenging. It's how you approach the, shall we say, structure, and how you implement the necessary steps to make it successful. I have been in business for many years, so I've done things the right way and I've done things the wrong way. And each experience is a learning curve, and you have to become almost hardened to accepting that there are going to be barriers, but you can't give up. You have to keep going forward, you have to keep fighting, because this isn't just any project. It's a business that's going to effectively save lives. And if we give up, then we didn't have the commitment in the first place. The company has been proven as a leader in its field and has a range of clients such as the United Nations, Mines Advisory Group and Danish Church Aid. We are changing the way landmines and other ordnance are disposed of, making it safer and in an environmentally friendly manner. Getting the order from the UN was a huge step change for the company. It effectively endorsed our products to be fit for purpose, and that is incredible in terms of the hard work that had been put in throughout the year since the company was incorporated to date, and the people that were involved in getting the company to this stage also felt that it had been extremely worthwhile.
2017 looks set to be a good year for the business, but Disarmco has had to fight to really get its foot in the door.
I think that the investment community needs to look at startups, look at technology-based businesses in the UK, and for anybody that's starting up a business, I know it sounds very easy to say this, but just don't give up. If you have a passion for something, believe in yourself and know that at some point, somewhere, somebody will help you.
This episode of the Small Business Podcast was produced at The Guardian by Rowan Slaney and presented by me, Coco Khan, a specialist journalist. To hear more great stories, subscribe and review on any of your favourite podcatchers and join the discussion on Facebook and Twitter. Just search Guardian Podcasts.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.